Hello, I am Mary Kate Wiles, and you're listening to the Rated NA Podcast.
It's working.
All right.
Hey, Mary Kate Wiles.
Hey.
In person, this is so much fun.
It's real. I'm here.
It's really neat. Like, I say this all the time on the show, but one of my favorite things is when we have people on and then I actually get to really meet them
and
hang out with them for a few minutes. It's the best thing.
It's so cool. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad it worked out.
I'm glad I'm here too. This is my first GeekyCon. What about you?
This is my fifth,
Fifth GeekyCon.
Yes.
Holy cow.
I started coming before it was called GeekyCon, when it was still LeakyCon. And the first one I went to was in 2012 in Chicago.
Wow.
And then it moved to Portland, and now it's been here in Orlando for the third year now.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's so fun. It's one of my favorite things to do every year.
I saw a few of the panels that you were on this year, and they were, can you tell us a little bit about them? Because they were very, very different from the panels that I'm used to seeing.
Yeah, well, they always like, so GeekyCon is a con about sort of fandom and embracing the things that you love. And obviously it started as a Harry Potter fan convention, and there's a lot of different things represented here, like Supernatural and Sherlock. And obviously I'm here with, having been in the Lizzie Bennett Diaries, and this year with Poe Party and Spies. And so there's a lot of stuff talking about that. But there's a lot of deeper stuff, too. I think you saw I was on a body image panel,
right,
which was really interesting. That was actually my first year being on that panel, and they do it every year. A couple years ago, I was on a panel about sort of, I can't remember what it was called, but it was about like being a woman in the industry and just like being a girl, like being a woman. And like, so they find ways to really talk about just like, you know, like deeper stuff, I guess, than you normally get at a con, because this con is smaller, and most of the demographic is female. Not completely, but like,
I definitely feel like the minority. I noticed that walking around the past couple days, I'm like, wow, I'm like, you know, there's not a lot of guys.
Yes. Yeah, there are some. And there's a lot of trans kids here too. Like, it's very much like just a very inclusive space. And I really like that they're sort of including all of that stuff in the programming,
right,
as well as like, you know, geeking out about stuff, but also like talking about real issues and things. And I know there's a lot of programming that's done like by the attendees themselves. I know I have a friend that was doing a panel on like disabilities and stuff like that I haven't even been able
to just embrace it.
Okay.
This is part of the ambience of the interview.
The ambience. Stuff I haven't even been able to go to.
Yeah.
But it's really nice that they like encourage all of that.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah. The, I did want to tell you this. The body image panel, you know, I've been doing conventions and stuff pretty much as long as I can remember. And it's one of the only panels that I've ever sat through that almost, like, almost cried.
Yeah?
Just because
I definitely
cried. So, it was intense. And, you know, and a lot of the attendees and people out in the audience told really deep, like, personal stories.
Yes.
Which is something you don't see very often. And,
yes.
You know, I wanted to commend you and the rest of the panelists just for really just...
Thanks.
It was a very inspirational. And that kind of made me... It was the first thing I did when I got here. I just went
and
sat into the panel.
That's quite
the... And I was like, holy cow.
You're like
this
am
is
I?
A different sort of convention.
Yes, that is true.
So, definitely, you know, for those listening, embrace GeekyCon. It's really it's really pretty cool and pretty different.
Honestly, one of my favorite things to do every year. I mean, as you know, like, I love Lord of the Rings. I grew up loving Lord of the Rings, and like, I always felt like a weirdo in high school, and I think that is very much what this con is for those people that like really, really love stuff and feel a little bit off the like beaten path, and they feel like so at home here, which is really cool.
Yeah.
And it's just a very supportive and inclusive environment, and it's fun. You don't usually get to do that sort of thing.
It was very awesome. So I was lucky enough to get here early this morning and check out the first episode of Poe Party.
Yes.
How cool is that? How was it, exciting or scary? Or
yeah, pretty scary.
Was it?
Showing
it to an audience for the first time.
Yes, and it's as I mentioned to you, it's not completely finished, but the edit is finished. But yeah, it was scary. We just dropped the trailer a few days ago, which has been doing pretty well, and we're very happy with that. But yeah, it was a little nerve-wracking, but we had a pretty good turnout, and people seemed to enjoy it. So.
Yeah, and you had a huge line for the signing a minute ago. That's
got to
feel really
cool. Yeah, we sure did. It's
or
nice.
Picture opportunity, rather.
Yes, yes.
And
but we
signing,
did have...
Signing the other day, too. Yeah.
Signings yesterday. Yes, there have been a lot of those. But yeah, it's wonderful. I mean, that's one of my favorite things I love about coming out to stuff like this, is because when you make content, like, for the internet or really at all...
Right.
You know, you, like, see numbers, and you see that people are watching it, and you see little icons, but you never... get to actually, like, this is where you get to see those people face to face and, like, really put a face on who you're making content for, and, like, seeing them thank you for it and, like, being able to, like, interact with you about it is, it just, you're like, oh yeah, this is why I do this. Like, I love this. Mm-hmm. I'm not just throwing this out into a void, which is how it can feel sometimes.
Yeah, attaching actual human beings to the things that you're creating and seeing how that impacts them is really neat. Like, it's, every once in a while we'll run into somebody that has listened to our show, and it's just really surreal for me because like you said, you see the numbers, you see like the thumbs up and the likes, and that doesn't, I mean, it's awesome, don't get me wrong, but it it's not the same as somebody coming up and be like, I really love this because of this, or you know, that's just a really wonderful thing. So it's gotta really feel really cool
and
for
it's
you
super refreshing, because you know, just like working constantly and feeling, you know, down about stuff that doesn't go the way you want it to or whatever can get rough, and it's the reality for everybody. But like, coming here and having people come up to you and be like, I loved this, this meant so much to me. We had a girl from Brazil tell us that Lizzie Bennett Diaries helped her learn English. Like, that's so cool, and it's so it's just like, you need that every so often to be like, okay, like, yes, I need to keep doing what I'm doing, and it matters to someone at least, so it's worth doing.
And you guys, it was quite a grind to get this made as quickly as you did, and that's something you talked about on the the panel this morning. You know, for, this had been conceptualized a long time ago, but you guys really, once the script was written and the money came in, it was like, it was fast.
Yeah. I was saying this morning that once it's all over in 2016, we'll have kickstarted and produced and released the whole thing in a year. And that
Which doesn't ever happen.
It doesn't really. And
it's
it wasn't
weird,
like we set out to be like, we're going to do this so fast. We just kind of were like, we wanted to do it. I mean, Sean and Sinead had spent a year already working on the script, and we kind of were just like itching to get that story out there. And then it just lined up in terms of like our cast being available at the end of May. And so we shot then, and we realized we wanted to release in such a way that we ended on Halloween. So that had us releasing our, or premiering on August 22nd, which is when we're premiering. And so it just kind of like, all right, here we go. Like, we're doing it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And you guys said how many episodes? 11?
It's 11, actually.
11 episodes.
We always promised 10 in like the Kickstarter. We thought we might try and cut it down. So we thought it was better to promise 10 and deliver 11 than the opposite. So yeah, it'll be 11
it's
episodes.
It's exciting, in the end of August. So everyone should definitely keep their eyes peeled for it.
We're so excited.
It is really good. I'm not just saying that.
Thank you.
I got to see it this morning, and
I
tweeted this at you, but visually it's just, it's gorgeous
looking.
And, like, it's gorgeous looking, very, very funny.
The
costumes are great. I loved all the stuff you guys talked about this morning about the location, because the location was just absolutely perfect for
something incredible.
Like this.
Yeah.
It looked super
lucky.
Expensive too, which is,
I'm glad it wasn't. It was very low budget. I mean, we raised $70,000 on Kickstarter, which is nothing to sneeze at, but you know, for producing what is essentially a movie. It is the length of a film.
Right.
Most films are never made for less than $100,000. And
right.
So we were really bare bones. But I'm glad that we were able to like have all of those elements in place to make it look like it cost more than it did. And thankfully a wonderful cast and crew that were very willing with their time and their talents to just help us out and be a part of it.
I can't wait for people to check it out, because it's something very different. And
it sure is.
I've learned to like really like appreciate creative people doing creative things, which is why we do our show. And like, you guys have so much drive and so much passion
and
so much talent that it's just really cool to see it on display. And
I really appreciate
that. And you guys bust your ass. And that's like, it's really admirable. So,
well, 2015 was like kind of a weird year for all of us. And it's been really gratifying to like see all this happen in 2016 and be like, oh, wow, we like can do this. Like, that's how we were pinching ourselves on set every day. We're like, this is so like, this is happening. And
yeah, at least someone's having a good 2016.
I know,
as
God,
the world flies into the hell mouth.
I like feel bad about the fact that my year has been great personally.
All you guys are doing like jumping jacks and skipping around and like the world's slowly going to the abyss.
I know, everyone's like, this year sucks. And I'm like, yes, but I like it.
It's pretty good for me.
But yeah, we're so excited. I'm glad you liked it.
I absolutely did.
Thank you.
I'm going to ask you some silly convention questions.
Let's do it.
The first is, what is your very first convention memory? The first convention you went to?
We went to VidCon 2012. That was the year that Lizzie Bennett had started coming out. And I remember when Lizzie Bennett came out, one of my friends said to me, you're probably going to go to VidCon. And I was like, what's VidCon? None of us knew about any of this. Mm. And so the four of us girls, myself, Ashley, Laura, and Julia, went, and we like entered the con, and then we we were stopped and were signing autographs for an hour.
Wow.
Just like by people coming up to us, like standing there. And again, like what I was talking about earlier, like we knew the show was being watched, but just to like actually see that and like to see people sort of like swarm to us, we were just like so overwhelmed and delighted. And just, you can't like imagine what that actually looks like until you're in a place where there's like all these people. We were totally shocked and delighted. And
that's awesome. That's a great first one. My first one, I don't know if I've ever told this on the podcast before, but I was like, I think 11 or 12. And there was a Star Trek convention in a holiday room, Holiday Inn ballroom.
Oh my gosh!
That my mom took me to, and the celebrity person there was the character of Q, John DeLancey from Star Trek: The Next Generation. And that was, I still have a vivid memory of like seeing a celebrity for the first time. So I was just like, oh my gosh,
that's
so
cool.
I was really young. Yeah, I've been like a convention.
Missed the whole convention thing. Well, I grew up in Arkansas, and there's not really much of that around there.
Yeah.
I didn't ever like go to one.
I don't know if I've ever met a human from Arkansas before. Yeah.
Here I am. I'm a real human from Arkansas.
A real human from Arkansas.
I mean, if there had been some sort of Lord of the Rings con or something, I would have killed.
Gone
to have,
crazy.
Yeah, that would have been so awesome. But my first experience at a con was like going as a guest, but I love them.
Have you ever been out to New Zealand yet?
No. That's all I want in life.
Oh, I know.
I have a genuine fear that I'm going to die before I get to go to New Zealand.
I hear you. My best friend went on his honeymoon and just sent me all these pictures of basically the Shire, and I'm like, you
amazing.
Son of a bitch.
Oh my god, right? And my friends who are in StarKid, like Joey Richter and those guys, they went over to RingCon in Germany a couple years ago and hung out with Sean Astin and Billy Boyd. And I'm just like, you guys are living my dream. I was so mad.
Torturing
you.
Oh,
yes.
Next one is, have you ever had a strange or surreal celebrity encounter either at a convention or in the world?
In general?
Yeah.
Well, since I just mentioned Sean Astin, I guess I'll continue to mention him. A film I did called The Sound and the Shadow was in a film festival in LA last year, and he and I won the best acting awards. He won best actor and I won best actress. And I was there one night that he was there, and the owner of the festival just like, I told him that I was a huge Lord of the Rings fan, so he brought me over and he was like, this is Mary Kate, you know, she won the best actress award. And I said to Sean Astin, I said, hi, I'm just a really big fan of yours. And he goes, well, I'm a big fan of yours because you're beautiful.
Oh, damn. He just swung and just went for it, huh?
And I inside like died and also laughed. And I was like, is this really happening to me? But he was so, so nice. And I'm sorry, that story feels like I'm like trying to talk about how somebody said I was beautiful.
I think that's amazing.
I was just like, oh, I was speechless.
Wow, Sean Astin just did not care.
No, he didn't.
I'm a Goonie. I do what I want.
Yes, he was so nice, though.
That's great.
I was like inwardly screaming.
That is amazing. Yeah. Okay, this is a silly one. What is your preferred method of time travel?
Oh.
A DeLorean, a time traveling phone booth, or something else entirely?
Well, considering we have H.G. Wells in Poe Party,
classic time machine. Classic time machine.
Yes.
What does the thing even look like? It's sort of like a pod of some sort.
Yeah,
like
I don't know.
I forgot to put time machine in. This is a regular old-fashioned H.G. Wells time machine. That's a good answer.
I'll go with the original.
I think I know what you're going to answer for this one, but here we go. If you were sucked into a portal to the universe of your favorite science fiction or fantasy world, would you want to stay there forever?
Yes. I think you probably knew that's what I was going to say.
Yes. I'm assuming Lord of the Rings.
Yes. Middle Earth. I will live in the Shire always. Please. Thank you.
That would be pretty awesome. So Shire,
Right. Sure. Pre-scouring, all that.
Yeah,
yes. Although I do have a very hard time deciding like where, but I think ultimately the Shire's where it's at.
Not Mordor,
although it makes a solid case.
Yeah. If you're into that sort of thing. I mean, you could be a very dark person, you know, into goth music. All right, hold on. Let me find my other questions because I misplaced them.
All good.
I totally lost my questions.
Oh, no.
It's all right.
Where'd they go?
I can make them up on the fly. Oh, here we go.
Okay.
All right. The last question that I'm going to ask you is, if you could attend conventions all year round, conventions like this, would you want to do it or would you want to just have it be part-time as it is now?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel like I'm going to sound like a jerk. I would probably not want to do it constantly because it's like this
I don't think that's a jerk answer.
Well, only because I'm exhausted at the end of a con.
Yeah.
It's like this little place where you go and you just run on like full power and then fumes until the end of it. And then I always collapse for a couple days afterwards.
But that said,
I always come away feeling so refreshed, like emotionally, and feeling like great and happy and excited that I got to do that.
It is really nice to come and kind of hang around with like-minded people for a brief period of time.
Yes, it really is.
But it is, you're right. Like, I think doing it all the time, it would kind of lose its impact.
Exactly. And it makes it less special if it were constantly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. Where can folks find you on social media and such?
Find me on Twitter at MK Wiles, MKWiles. I'm also on Instagram there. And then Facebook and Tumblr are Mary Kate Wiles. And I'm on YouTube as well. I think you just search my name and you'll probably find my channel.
Awesome. And Poe Party's coming out the August 20th.
August 22nd.
11 episodes airing up
every Monday,
Halloween, which is really exciting.
Thank you so much.
Awesome.
We're excited.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Good to see
Always
you.
Good to talk to you.
All right. As always, you can find us on Twitter, and that's @NerdAppropriate, Facebook/NerdAppropriate, Twitch.tv/NerdAppropriate, Instagram/NerdAppropriate, or if you have an email that you want to send our way, you can send a message to Ash, Scott, or Matt at nerdappropriate.com. Or if you have a general question, just send it to nerds@nerdappropriate.com. Thanks, and we'll be back next week with all new shows.